This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. Joe Liu, the CEO of Mivatech Smart Connect. The company produces a number of devices to facilitate the aging-in-place trend, that is, to help seniors and elderly people live at home longer rather than moving to a nursing home or assisted living facility. Mr. Liu, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. So tell us, what is aging in place and how prevalent is this trend and why is it preferable to moving to a nursing home or assisted living facility?
Yes, it's a trend that, that the senior prefer to stay at home as long as possible, prolong the staying at home. The issue is that, the peace of mind is not there. Therefore, when they are getting a little older, they prefer to move to the to the facility like nursing home or assisted living space. But I think today's trend is that they prefer to stay at home as long as that we can solve a few issues like peace of mind, like safety, like somebody that be able to remind them to do their routine thing like medication adherence. A lot of the things that you can command through voice to get the response. So I think the technology has pushed helped the seniors to be able to stay in at home without moving into a assisted a living place.
And you only but can appreciate technology, especially in these regards. So tell us, what are some of the ways that technology has helped allow seniors to live at home longer, independently, and safely?
Okay. The fundamental basic, and then this has been around for many years, is a panic button. With today's technology, this panic button is no longer relying on telephonic technology. We basically rely on internet technology. So you can enjoy the comfort, and wearing a small device that you can trigger that and get in our homemade system that we offer, multiple protections that not only their family member, but also caregiver or emergency contact. We could even use your smartphone to engage a two-way communication, with video and to give you that first responder assistance, as well as, that important peace of mind. So I know I'm staying home, that I can get the help from my kids or from my relatives or from my neighbors. Those are the fundamental panic button. Then we offer, fall detector to detect if you are in an emergency, that's a fall detector. And then we also have activity tracking. So the caregiver sometimes want to know what's your status, but don't want to intrude your life. They could look at the app, without video, and then they could know that dad already woke up, or mom already making coffee. So I don't have to worry about them anymore. Things of that, we call activity tracking, and then there's also medication adherence tracking. To remind you if you had the medication or not. If you haven't taken the medication on time, they'll send a little alert to remind you, hey, it's time to take your medicine. For some of those more serious seniors, maybe we could offer them a medication dispenser, to assist the caregiver. Mom hasn't take the pill. Please go ahead and alert them to alert the caregiver to feed the pills to to the parents. So in short, you know, all these devices in conjunction with some of the mobile apps, we cover, you know, three categories. One is for the caregiver to, you know, to ease the caregiver's responsibility and remind caregiver to take care, you know, the senior. And obviously, you know, for the senior themselves, we give them, you know, that peace of mind as well as the safety protection, you know, and also remind them if they are, you know, if they're able to do things independently and then live, you know, live their life with integrity. And thirdly is that this, you know, this technology, including with voice triggers, say if you call, you know, if you say if you have a Google Home at home, you can basically talk to the Google Home and, you know, and activate the homemade system to function as you wish. So technology does, you know, make a difference. And I believe newer device, as we are, designing using cellular technology, you know, that very inexpensive narrowband IoT cellular that could also, you know, help seniors that not only comfortable living at home, but also outside of the home. You know, if they're outside of the home, they can also be notified and be tracked and be reminded all the time. So those are the technology that MivaTech Smart Connect is doing.
And Mr. Liu, I know that you mentioned earlier what technology could do for seniors, helping them to live longer and more safely. Can you please tell us more about some of the specific devices that play a part in the aging in place trend, such as sensors, activity tracking systems, medication alerts, etc.?
The most of the reason that we studied, the most of the reason why the senior, you know, choose to live in the assisted living place is fear of, you know, falling or fear of not be able to serve, you know, themselves. So, you know, the knowingly that they are connected to family members or caregivers, that will, you know, in any emergency situation, they'll be connected and alert and be taken care of. Then they don't have that fear. You know, the other benefit is to protect them, you know, to safely if they fall or if they have an emergency. So those are the two things that I think that you know, that's fundamental. Around that, you know, that the peace of mind, there are a lot of the sensors and a lot of these wireless devices that one can wear to accomplish that purpose, to prolong their, you know, their living at home rather than, you know, living in a nursing facility.
And we certainly do appreciate all that you do in the space today. We're joined by Mr. Joe Liu, the CEO of MivaTech Smart Connect. The company produces a number of devices to facilitate the aging-in-place trend, that is, to help seniors and elderly people live at home longer rather than moving to a nursing home or assisted living facility. Here on eHealth Radio's Health News, Senior Care, and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Liu, this technology helps the senior who is aging in place at home, but how does it also benefit the caregiver, whether it is an adult child caring for the parent or a nursing or medical professional?
Eric, we provide video integrated service as well. You know, and also audio. So one can comfortable living at home and knowingly that family member can be notified, you know, on any emergency. They don't need to make phone calls. Just push the button, or even, in the fall situation, if they do fall, and the family member will get notified without them doing anything. So those are all, you know, we call smart connect technology. By the way, the brand that we have for retail is HomeMate. It's Home number 8, and then if you pronounce it fast enough, it's HomeMate. It's the mate for your life, mate for your home. And then, you know, if you have that mate, you know, at home, then really they're not at home. But you will feel comfortable that you have a mate at home. That is the bottom line to help our seniors to be able to stay home as long as they want, as long as they can, to live independently and with integrity.
Awesome stuff. And what are some of the future developments on the horizon regarding aging in place technology?
We offer the cellular technology that helping the seniors that not only that they can stay at home comfortably, but going out, you know, if they go out on shopping or if they go out on trips, we know where they are, and if they have emergency, they could push the button, and their family member will be able to track them down and get them, you know, the first responder, if needed. So that's the area that we have put, you know, resources on, something called narrowband IoT. And it's not going to cost, you know, arm and legs like if you buy a smartphone. The cost could be a couple of dollars for the bandwidth. And so those are the areas that we're working on just to make sure that everyone, including your also be covered, you know, connected, that you know where they are, and you can assist them, you know, whenever needed. So this all boils down to connecting all the devices to the cloud, and cloud is intelligent enough to send that notification to your predetermined or user-defined family member, emergency contact. So in the event there's emergency, they all get notified. Vice versa, kids or caregiver can monitor their parents either with video or without video. You know, without video situation, you can look at the activity tracking, look at a chart and see whether they are making a move or they have not making move for 12 hours or 24 hours, and then you may want to take actions, things of that nature. So I think that, the development is not only homemade, is developing this technology. I think a lot of the bigger companies like Apple or, they're all coming out of next generation device that be able to take care, our seniors. So I'm proud that we're in the same space with some of the leading technology companies, and we offer some of the very unique solutions to help them, to help the seniors be able to live comfortably at home.
Well, quite informative, and certainly appreciate all the technology and the devices and all that MivaTech Smart Connect can do to help in all these regards. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else we should know?
Well, you know, like I said, you can buy this device online and, search for HomeMate, HOME number 8, one word, HomeMate Alarm or HomeMate Care. And they do have, other product covering home security, home safety, home video, as well as automation and energy monitoring. So it's a comprehensive solution, but we are very proud that we are leading in the care space. And feel free to take a look at the website and find the application that fits your, application specific needs. And I thank you, Eric, for giving us the opportunity to be able to share some of those advanced technology that we own to help our seniors to staying at home.
Well, Mr. Liu, that's what we're here for, and it has been more than a pleasure to have had you. It is home8care.com. Again, Mr. Liu, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
I'm here. My pleasure. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Joe Liu, the CEO of MivaTech. Smart Connect, the company, produces a number of devices to facilitate the aging-in-place trend. And for further details and to learn more, visit home8care.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.